این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
Divergence, loss of countenance, or the mission of some of the leaders have brought about the sovereignty of imperialism. As I have warned so many times, if the nation of Islam does not awaken and become aware of its duties, if the ulama of Islam do not acquire a sense of responsibility and do not rise up, if the hands of the foreigners' agents are allowed to keep true Islam, which produces the unity and movement of all Muslim demonstrations against the foreigners and the guarantees the supremacy and independence of the Muslim nations and Islamic countries, hidden in this way behind the black curtain of imperialism, and if the flames of disagreement and divergence are kindled amongst the Muslims, then blacker and more catastrophic days than these lie ahead for the Islamic communities and Palestinian people.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, this is Zainab Musavi and what we do in this program is to listen to certain sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to explain and talk more about some of these speeches. Well, on the subject of the Quds occupier regime, that is Israel, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, Israel, a corrupt regime, has inflicted so much suffering on the oppressed Palestinians, heroic Lebanon, and other regional nations. It could be great if regional nations could be uniting and delivering and relieving themselves from Israel and its main backer, the US. Well, this viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh shows his wide and bright insight in this regard. You know, the wide global movements against Israel is happening just recently, and that is why Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh invited people of the world to do the same 30 years ago. The Palestinian issue and the malicious behavior of Israel were always topics that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh talks about in his speeches, because it was of great importance to him. The Imam rahmatullah alayh considered the increasing power of Israel and the subjugation of Muslim nations at the hands of this brutal regime to be the destruction of Islam and the Holy Book of Quran. When the Third Arab-Israeli War broke out in 1973, Imam rahmatullah alayh delivered a message to the Islamic governments and Muslim nations, stressing the need to maintain unity. He called upon them to gather all their forces in order to fight Israel.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
In this letter, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh summarized the mechanisms involved in the fight against Israel in several categories, and he announced these to the general Muslim populations. You see, this shows the great insight of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about the aim of this corrupted regime and his precise plans to destroy and overcome it. Thank you very much for listening to us. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
every night and every day,
every night.